most vulnerable Democrats in the House will vote for impeachment. One Democrat, though, New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew, has decided to switch parties ahead of tomorrow's vote. National Republicans welcomed the defection, but back in Van Drew's South Jersey district, voters are rethinking their loyalty to a man they've supported for nearly 30 years. WHYY's Nick Pugliese reports from Van Drew's hometown of Dennis Township.
A dentist by trade, Jeff Van Drew rose from a small-town mayor to state lawmaker before his election to Congress last year. It seems like everyone at a Wawa convenience store here can recount a personal interaction with the congressman.
You know, I could go to the grocery store on any Saturday, and he'd be out front asking people what they thought and what they wanted.
Perry Tell, a Democratic-leaning voter, says Van Drew's energy and involvement translated into bipartisan support in a district that voted for Trump by 5 points in 2016.
And I always felt that he was fair-minded and, you know, he stood up for what the people wanted here.
But reports over the weekend that Van Drew was changing political parties sent shockwaves through New Jersey politics and prompted the resignation of 7 of his congressional staffers. Van Drew has faced increasing isolation within the Democratic Party for voting against an impeachment inquiry into President Trump last month. He says the process is too divisive and has little chance of succeeding in the Senate. Tell says it's one thing to vote against impeachment and another to join a party she says supports white racism and denies climate change.
To flip yourself over to those guys is just a big betrayal to me when I've supported him all his life.
Republican leaders, including President Trump, reportedly courted Van Drew as internal polling showed his popularity among Democrats slipping. Facing dim prospects for winning a primary election next year, Van Drew is now putting relationships with his longtime supporters to the test.
I'm a bit disappointed, and I need to be quite honest.
Wally Osborne is an independent who says he's voted for Van Drew since the 1990s.
I'm not necessarily in favor of the impeachment process. I just don't like the flip-flopping, you know, and it seemed to be like a move out of desperation.
Dan Scull says he, too, has always voted for Van Drew, even though he's a Republican. He says his support will not change.
You know, he cares about people and he calls everybody back. No matter what time of day, he calls everybody back.
Van Drew has a reputation for conservative stances, including votes against gay marriage, raising the minimum wage, and numerous gun control measures. Still, local Republicans view his party switch with skepticism. At least 2 Republicans who were already running for his seat say they intend to remain in the race. Van Drew is yet to formally declare himself a Republican, although an announcement is expected this week. For Here and Now, I'm Nick Pugliese.